Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 19th of September, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's a World News Tuesday with Mr. Mark Palmer. Good morning, Mr. Palmer.
Good morning, Erin. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Glad to have you back.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been blessing the Lutra?
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful place. I'm going to Abaco on Saturday. So I'm going to check that. Check out Marsh Harbor.
Did you hear that? Suck teeth.
Yeah.
So you're going to Marsh Harbor as well.
Yeah.
Work base?
Yep. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that should be great. Because I didn't recognize the, remember after Dorian?
Yeah.
We all couldn't recognize it. That was like 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
And so I want to see what's happening. But there's a lot of things happening there. And I'm, you know, so I'm seeing some people, they're building, they're called Square One Development Initiative, and they're building, they're basically, a lot of the buildings got destroyed. So this gas station, another building got destroyed, and they're rebuilding it as entrepreneurial hub for women entrepreneurs, and they're going to open two restaurants. They already opened a pilot cafe. We're able to employ seven or eight people full time. And these are women entrepreneurs who are trying to encourage
Post Dorian, one of the biggest issues was access to food, access to hot food, access to cooked meals for survivors, for recovery workers, disaster recovery workers, for construction workers and people who are now in Abaco to rebuild.
Yeah.
Right. And one of the primary focuses was getting the food store back up. Getting the systems that ensure people can eat, feed themselves, and feed their children independence is one of the most important.
Well, the big challenge is a lot of people lost everything, you know, and not many people are insured, you know, because they never expect something
that
like a Butler building to withstand, you know, a hurricane. So a lot of people weren't insured, and the trouble is the banks did not support the rebuilding because there was very little. You know, so they didn't support it. So a lot, so the people had to become very creative. I know some people changed their operations to nonprofits so they could get funding through that way. And so it's been really difficult because you need all that. You need accommodation when you're rebuilding. You need food, like you say, food. So they realized that food was important, and there was no, you know, I don't know if you remember Marshall, there was like three or four little places where you could get a breakfast, nothing.
Yeah.
So they set up this pilot in the gas station that was destroyed, and it's been incredibly successful. Square One Development Initiative, and I really applaud what they're doing or trying to do in Abaco.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mr. Palmer. I wanted to talk about something that happened to me yesterday on the road. I love talking about things that happened to me yesterday on the road. But I realize, I don't know if we're going to get into it, Mark, but I realize like somebody's going to say, oh, Erin, you see so many things on the road. And then I want to automatically say to them, but what do you be watching when you're driving? If you don't see these things happening around you on the road, and I wonder if people take on the attitude, like, if I don't see it, like, if I don't acknowledge it, then it didn't happen to me, right? It didn't happen. I wonder if that's the attitude that people are driving with when they say, I don't see how you see all of these things. In the alternative, maybe you don't see it because you're the one committing these acts, right? You don't see it as a problem. That's why you don't see it. You don't see it as a problem because you also engage in that behavior.
But you know, also there's a psychological thing that if you're looking for something, then you'll see more of it. Like, you know, like a VW Beetle, suddenly you're interested in VW Beetle, and then you're going to see a lot more as you're driving around. So I think there's a bit of that. I think you're very focused on it.
Which is important to note, because when you're driving, you're supposed to be focused on everything that's happening around you. Often people say that like a negative critique, like, oh, you know, if you focus on something, then you'll see more of it. But if you're driving your car on the road, you should be focused on what's happening around you. And thus you will see what's happening around you. If it turns out that lots of that is happening around you, then that's what it is. I think that we have lost the plot. Yesterday afternoon or mid-morning, I think it was morning when I was coming to work, coming up Shirley Street, my light was about to turn green. How do I know that? Well, because the car started speeding up to push through the intersection before it turned red, right? So I'm in first car, and I hear this horn, not behind me, from the side of me. And then I realize that it's an 18-wheeler coming north from Mackey to turn left onto Shirley. So the 18-wheeler blew his horn because he had no intention of stopping for his red light. And I guess he thought the most professional thing to do would be to blow his horn to alert people that he and his 18-wheeler are about to breach the intersection, run the red light, obstruct the flow of traffic with the green light. You know, because he don't want nobody to run into his car while he was cutting a movie on the road. He then began to speed up Shirley Street in an 18-wheeler, right? And at one point, I just motioned to him. And he put down the window and he smiled. And then I realized that he probably didn't understand the extent to which his behavior on the road was dangerous and bordering criminal.
So, Aaron, why don't they just put a policeman, a couple of police officers on that intersection?
Because they
make so much money.
Listen,
so much money.
I'm not sure what the policing strategy is, but I'm certain, right? I'm certain of this. They don't understand how to, sorry about that, producer, they don't understand how to moderate traffic and crime. A couple of weeks ago, we had an article, roadblocks, and last week and a half, roadblocks intend to reduce crime. That's not what they do. They become a tax collection exercise. But by having officers regularly present on the road, patrolling, not focused on stopping people, but observing and moderating behavior by engaging drivers when they witness breaking traffic offenses. That's how you moderate crime. Right? And then you use these opportunities to interact with people with these minor offenses, what they would call like misdemeanors in the States. You use that as an opportunity to interrogate further if something arises in your initial engagement. Hey, boss, I don't know if you noticed you roll right through the stop sign just now. Right? Because, you know, police, y'all could stop someone for rolling through a stop sign. And then as you're talking to him, you may realize that this boy still have his cell phone in his hand. Right? Which gives you another opportunity to interrogate and say, so, you know, maybe you forget there was a stop sign there because he was on your phone. Then you could get them to put their phone down. Right? You don't have to give them a ticket, but then you could begin to moderate behavior. And you could say, boss, for a phone call, you could have killed people at this intersection. And you give them a warning. And then you let them go. Right? In that opportunity, you may observe that someone was distracted because they couldn't wait to get home to roll up their weeds they just bought. You know, sometimes you go and buy one weed. Sometimes you go and buy two weeds. Very politely, you know, because you're not a criminal. But this is how moderating social behavior works, and this is how moderating crime works. Roadblocks don't moderate people's behavior. It's a great tax collection exercise, but I think a different policing model is required, which means that officers are simply present on the street. And it doesn't just mean your cars are there like a saturation patrol. It means that when you do mobile patrols, your windows are down. You are watching something. The police not supposed to, don't, I on the road, I ain't watching nothing. I busy. No, their job is to continually observe and moderate behavior before punitive action has to be taken. Anyway, that is an aside. That is an aside. This morning, I have the greatest soccer team in the history of the world, Mr. Palmer. Okay, I'll moderate it. In the history of the Western Hemisphere. That's good?
So this is Barcelona. You got Barcelona.
You see me bring one Barcelona bag into the studio. No, sir. This morning, joining us are members from the Bahamas National Women's Football Team. We cool. play in soccer. Good morning, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Remember, you're going to speak directly into the mic. Okay, let's get the show started. I got a quick trivia question for you guys. I know we talked a little bit about traffic and moderating behavior. It's the $100 on the clock trivia. Now, y'all can't give any of the answers. You're not eligible for the prize unless you could sneak and do it on your cell phone. The first question for the $100 on the clock trivia giveaway this morning is, name two Bob Marley songs. If you could name two Bob Marley songs, you have a digital wallet with one of our seven local digital wallet holders, you could win $30 in $100 today. Call in, give the producer your wallet information, answer the question correctly, we confirm your information, and after the show, I send you your $30 digitally, boom. $100. All you got to do is name two Bob Marley songs, 3236232, 3254316, 3254259, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text line, powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. If you send your answer via text, include your wallet information in the text. Again, name two Bob Marley songs to win $30 in $100 today on the clock. Now, good morning, ladies. Introduce yourself while I lace up my sneakers.
And let us know if you've ever heard of Bob Marley.
Good morning. My name is Rakia Bain. I'm the head coach of the women's national team. Yes, I've heard of Bob Marley. I'm old enough.
First of all, you look like a player. Yeah. But thank you for clarifying that you're old enough. Madam, remember, grab it. You can pull it straight to you. Pull it straight to you. There you go.
Good morning. My name is Samina Moss, a right winger for the Bahamas Women's National Team. And yes, I've heard of Bob Marley.
Good stuff. Yeah, that voice, you sound like you call out the players. You call out to the players. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. My name is Delexis Hyler. I'm a left back for the Bahamas Women's National Team.
What do you mean left back? They didn't buy a seat for you on the plane. They left you. Are you a reserve player? What's going on? What does left back mean?
That I mostly play defense. On the left side.
On the left side, I like that. That was my position. I mostly played defense. And all I played soccer, field hockey, netball, all of it. Defense.
Oh, wow.
I'm loving it. Okay, ladies.
Why a jock.
Pardon?
You were a jock.
Before my insurance shifted slightly. Yes, I was sports inclined.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, so today these ladies are joining us, and we're talking about the CONCACAF Road to World Gold Cup.
Road to Women's Gold Cup.
The World Gold Cup. Road. I mean, we could say women. We know you're taking it all for the world. Okay, this is great. The CONCACAF Road to Women's Gold Cup is more than just a football tournament. It's a celebration of women in sports. Dedication and the spirit of the game. Let's come together, show our support, and be part of this historic journey. So, let's start with, where are y'all inviting us to? Where do we have to show up to support women's national soccer team?
At the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
Okay, yeah, move the headphones. Yeah, there we go.
You guys have to show up at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium on September 28th, which is tomorrow, at 7 p.m.
Y'all got a game? Who will be playing? Who? Just tell me, I got the Bengay, I got the tape, I got the ice. Who are we playing?
The Bahamas Women's National Team will take on Grenada.
Ooh. Hold on, wait. Beautiful, beautiful Grenada?
Not as beautiful.
Come on.
Not as beautiful as the Bahamas.
I mean, okay,
Air Grenada, you got to concede.
We're not going to call them beautiful. I'm going to say the spice country.
The spice is essential. Yeah. Anyway, look at
it
this.
It is essential, but look, spice. We're not going to call them beautiful. Spice.
We call them spice. Yeah. The spicy girls. Okay.
Yeah, they call the spice girls.
Okay. And what's the team? What's Team Bahamas called?
Junkanoo Girls.
Oh, I
like it. The Junkanoo Girls. I like it. I just can call you all the Gnep Girls because that's our secret weapon. Gnep lemonade on the in the stands. Gnep lemonade on the side of the field with the players. That's our secret weapon this year. Grenada, y'all, even if y'all put spice like nutmeg and cinnamon in it, you can't make it better. Okay. Wednesday, September the 20th, 7 p.m. Who's going to be playing? Grenada's got a solid team. Bahamas has got an excellent team. I know because I's a Bahamian. It'd have to be so. Tell me, who's playing from Team Bahamas in this matchup against Grenada?
And how, what age group is this? How old
so
is
this
it?
Is the senior women's national team. Yeah. So players are from 15 to how old we can get them.
To 47, like myself, Mr. Palmer. I am a left back. Okay. Preserve player. Thank you very much. Okay.
So if anything happens to you, right, we have a backup.
No, you have somebody to call for backup. Sorry, I didn't clarify what my position is. It's to call for backup. Okay, so 15 and up.
Yes, 15 and up. So we're made up of about 7 high schoolers.
Okay.
So Delex is in studio today. She's one of the high schoolers.
What school you represent?
Anatol Rogers.
But you thought we didn't have excitement for Anatol Rogers, eh? Okay, let's go. Keep going.
So, and then we have a core group of about, their age range from about 19 to 21.
Okay.
And then we have 2 senior players. Our most senior players, they're like 28, 29.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just say your older player. Don't say senior. I mean, 28, 29.
Yes, our older ones.
Okay. Who is the youngest player on the team?
The youngest player on the team is either Rainier Russell or Caitlin Rowe. I think they're both 15.
Okay. All right. And what schools are represented here?
Schools represented are C.R. Walker, Bishop Michael Eldon. So we have Grand Bahama represented, SAC, Queens College.
Hold on, pause. Say it again. Say SAC first.
SAC.
Okay.
Queens College.
Woo! Okay, sorry. I had to give SAC the accolades. Queens College is in the mix as well. This is awesome. Anatol Rogers.
And then we have a school in Colorado. I'm not sure of the name. And then there's a school in Florida. So we have 2 high school students in Colorado and in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's our secret weapon, Gnep and international players. Okay, let's take a minute. I got a caller on the line. Let's see if we have a trivia winner today. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock calling to answer the trivia.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I am.
I'm ready for you.
I shot the sheriff.
Yes. I mean, not me, but yes. That's all.
And No Woman, No Cry.
Yes, sir. You won your $30 in sand dollars. You gave the producer your information?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, guys. We got having a little issue with the mics. We really got to keep it right to the mic. Sorry about that. My apologies, audience members. Okay, I've got 2 winners. You look like a winner already. Again, the prize for today, name 2 Bob Marley songs to win $30 in sand dollars. Ladies, y'all know any Bob Marley songs?
No Woman, No Cry.
B already got that one. Good, 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 good.
My Love.
There you go. Now, what's your theme music? Does Team Bahamas have a theme song?
Not as yet.
Okay. You're working on it? Are you all working with any particular artists?
Not as yet.
Okay, don't watch this. Watch this. Solo Made, Shine, Johnny Cake, Blotty, Shad Cauley and the VIPs, Nishi LS, any of y'all listening? Look here, we need one team song for Team Bahamas. Elkin 360, where are you? Where are you? We need a theme song right away. Okay, so we've got an excellent team. Your experience as a coach, ma'am. How long have you been coaching?
So I've been coaching about 10 years now.
First of all, I don't believe that. Producer, let's check this call. I think the police are calling because somebody's telling untruths in this studio. 10 years.
Yes, about 10 years. And I've coached at the national team level for about 6 years. I've been assistant coach in the women's program. I've recently became head coach this year.
Okay. Awesome.
Sweet.
And so our two players, Colorado and where else?
Fort Lauderdale.
Colorado and Fort Lauderdale. They're in college.
So in Colorado, is we have the McClure sisters. So the McClure sisters, one is high school and one is a D1 college student.
Okay. This is awesome. So you have been spending some time building this team.
Yes.
Seeking out players. What about practicing? What's your practice schedule like?
So our practice schedule is Monday to Friday, 6 to 8:30.
Wow. Where do y'all practice?
So we practice at RAL. That's the Roscoe ALD Field. That's near the baseball stadium.
Do you invite spectators to support you through your practices?
It's not a closed practice. So we do invite, if you know, but we haven't put it out there like, hey, we're practicing, come out.
All right.
It's not a closed practice.
Bring ice and bring water.
Yes.
Bring ice and bring water. Okay. This is a talented team. We got to come out and support Team Bahamas. Let's talk ticket prices, concessions. Let's talk spectators.
So the tickets are available at NSA office. They're now at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium and on BahamasFA.net. Once you go onto the website, click Get Tickets. The tickets are $20 for adults and $5 for children under the age of 13.
All right. And in the grandstand, what am I getting? There are going to be some adult beverages.
You should have adult beverages, kid drinks, water, Gatorade.
By adult beverages, you mean tea and coffee, right? No, you mean little bears and things.
Yes.
Okay, will you guys come out and support? It is a sporting game. We want you all to have fun. There'll be adult beverages, soft drinks, Gatorade, water, and assorted snacks. I'll be there. I'm like a caramel, coconut, tart, popcorn. It's going to be great. And again, tickets can be purchased in a number of ways. You can go to the NSA office located at the Andre Rogers National Baseball Stadium Monday through Friday. So you got all day today and tomorrow.
You can also pick up at the gate tomorrow.
You can also purchase your ticket at the gate. Look here, surprise the wife and the children.
So what is CONCACAF? That's
so CONCACAF,
a bit of a mouthful. What does that stand for?
The governing body of soccer in the Caribbean and that's also the Americas.
Yeah, so it's like the conference of Central America, Caribbean, and the Americas.
Yes.
Yeah,
of football. FIFA.
It's the organizing body for FIFA. Sound like they teeth it from us, eh?
So how do you become a team and how do you like register for something like that? Can just 11, you know, people just show up on the day and be a team, or is it like a...
No, so at Bahamas Football Association, we have leagues. So if you wanted to start your own team, you would have to contact them about starting a team. But we have teams already in place. So if you wanted to join soccer team, you can call their office or you could go into the website and you'll see the list of teams that we have currently.
The important thing is to have more young ladies coming in, right?
Yes.
To replace the talent.
It is important. We have clubs that take from the age of 3, so you can get started today.
Right. So you could start a club on your own, but you should liaise with the Bahamas Football Association to ensure that your club aligns with the club rules, that you're not training in vain, right? That you're training children that can, young girls that can move into the national framework.
So how does that selection process work? Like, how did you guys know that you were called up, right?
Because presumably you're playing for a school,
and then somebody called you and said, hey, guess what?
Do you have trials, or do your coaches recommend you?
So we didn't have trials this time around. We had a league, and persons were picked based on their performance during the league, and they were invited out. But we still have open practices, so if you're interested in joining the team, you can still come on a practice day and say, hey, coach, I'm interested. You'll have a chance to practice that day, and
then
you could be selected or not selected.
Okay, so tomorrow, September 20th, Thomas A. Robinson Stadium, 7 p.m., right? All Bible studies. Turn on your WhatsApp or whatever. Catch the live feed of the Women's National Soccer, a.k.a. Football tournament. Now, after you play Grenada tomorrow night, let's look at the rest of the schedule. Your next game is in Grenada?
Yeah, so we play in Grenada on the 24th at 4 p.m. So we go to their home turf and play them again. After that, we play USVI away on October. We come back at home and we play USVI in November.
Okay, so back home in November, USVI.
Yes.
October 29th in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yes.
Do you know exactly which island you're going to? St. Croix, St. Thomas?
We believe that it will be St. Croix.
Oh, I come in. I come in.
Yes.
I've been. St. Croix is nice. I get a chair for Team Bahamas. Okay, so when you all visit Grenada now, spectators, you all invite spectators to come down to Grenada with you?
We invite everyone to come if they can come.
If they could, when you say if they could pay their own way.
Sure.
No, say it. If you could pay your own way. I was almost on the plane.
And it's kind of difficult getting to Grenada.
Yeah, you have to do a lot of different flights and hopping through Eastern Caribbean states.
Yes. They have one U.S. flight a day.
Yeah, they try and stress y'all out. You don't watch nothing. We're going to pack y'all up with some Johnny cake, some conch salad spice. You put it on anything, it tastes like conch salad, okay. Right? Some canap lemonade.
So do you have merch?
We do have merchandise. If you go to the BahamasFANet.net, you'll be able to see merchandise that we have available.
Like what? Like t-shirts and tumblers and hats and things like that?
So I think it's some club jerseys that you can purchase now.
What about a scarf?
Because
every soccer, you got to wear a little scarf when you...
I think we're... because of our geographic location, scarf is not really a thing here, but it sounds like an idea. Okay.
We got to find the tropical equivalent of the football scarf, right?
Yes. And beanie.
Well, we just wear Tam. We got to look at all these locks in the room today. We wear Tam. We could do that one. But we got to Bahamianize it, right? We got to Caribbeanize it and localize it. Okay.
But I believe, you know, having a song would really be a cool thing, wouldn't it? If you had like a, you know, when you go to a boxing match, you know, when the boxers come in, they have like
they have a theme song.
They have like a theme song, which will like get the fans.
Do your ladies remember when the Honorable Hubert Ingram used to walk out onto the convention stage or the rally stage? And they play that song by Tina Turner, Simply the Best. That's what he's talking about. Y'all need a team song. Again, Solo Mae, Johnny Cake, Shine, Bloody, Stilly, Abby, Cupid, Ancient Man, Phil Stubbs. Phil Stubbs getting ready to have one big concert. Phil Stubbs, national team, need a song. Don't make us take My Pants Tear and remix it for the national, because we can call it Day Pants Tear. They shouldn't be here. They gonna cry. Oh, they gonna cry. You need a theme song. Okay, ladies. Talk to the audience. Tell them why they got to come out to support this match tomorrow night. First of all, you got to come out and watch the QC star shine. And then you got to come out and watch the SAC star shine. Then you got to come out and watch the Anatole Rogers star shine. Then you got to come out and watch all our Grand Bahamian athletes shine. But tell us, why we need to come out here and support this match, ladies?
So this is our first senior women's national team match at home. So it's important that we have the crowd backing us.
When you say your first, how long has it been since y'all played?
A very, very long time.
I mean, I know that my absence from the sport was devastating to the nation, but has it been that long? 20 years?
It's been that long.
Okay, so we're back.
We're back.
So we need to come out and support not just the team, but we need to support the return of the team to the tournament and to play globally. Producer, could you check that line for me? Let's see if that's a trivia answer. Remember the trivia question for the day. Name two Bob Marley songs. We had named two Ronnie Butler songs. Ladies, can you all name two Ronnie Butler songs? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Going number, Maroy.
Yeah.
AJ ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah, there you go. Who sang AJ ain't nothing but a number with? Count Bernardino. Oh. Who's even older than him? Because AJ ain't nothing but a number. You can imagine that Count Bernardino had the young boy, Ronnie Butler, on the track with him the same way Ronnie Butler had the young boy, Bahamian Trey, on the track with him. I forget to call Bahamian Trey name and Shadfer name and Giovanni name. Be honest, we need a theme song. So you got to call her on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, Good morning, Aaron. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning. How are you?
I just had to call as a total fangirl. I played soccer in high school for Queens College, but I was not talented like these young ladies we see out there today. But they truly inspire me. These are top class, driven athletes. They have focus. They are the best of our country. And it's really worth getting out there to support them. You take your daughters, you take your sons, and you see the committed young people that are representing us internationally. And it's a fun family night out. I mean, it is fun just to go get a couple of drinks. I had snow cones last time. It took me back to my youth. But this is something that is good to do as a community building event, but also these are our best and brightest. So I just want to thank you all for what you do. And thank you, Aaron, for having these guests on today. And go all the kids, but especially go QC Comets.
There you go. There you go.
Listen, much love to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm just glad they let me interview them. This is like my audition for the team.
we'll be the top cheerleader there.
There you go, see? Sports on the team.
Again.
Thank you for calling in. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good day.
Good day. You calling to answer the trivia question?
No. I'm calling just to brag that I'm a true soccer dad.
Pop, good. Did you hear that?
Yes.
That's support.
Very supportive to yes. at all
That's
of our
talking,
practices.
Man.
He attends all of our practice. And we just want to let you know we love you too.
I'm out.
Thank
I'm
you.
Happy now.
Thank you. That's it. And that's I'm telling you, parents do it for the love, right? And we go out to support the athletes, but also to show the parents that we see them and we value that, right? And even, especially because some of us don't have the space to be there for our children in that way. Some of these parents working 2 and 3 jobs. Some of them underemployed, and right? They got 3 jobs and still ain't making enough money. The hustle is always on. So we celebrate those parents who can dedicate the time because they're not just supporting one player. As you could see and hear, he's supporting the whole team. In fact, I could hear him saying right now, I got a little $20 I could put on Miss Green ticket and some Bengay for her. I could do that. Okay, so this is very important. It's the Bahamas' first away game, tournament game in a number of years. Women's soccer, we're back to the Women's Gold Cup. We're on the road. And the theme of Bahamas women's football is...
Women who win.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Say it again. Women who win. That's us. And you know, you hear that call. Women who win because they got support of other women and other men. We love it. That's what we do in the Bahamas. We support each other. We support our athletes. I see we got another call coming in quickly, producer. Let's take that call, and then I'm going to read this notice, and then we're going to go to a break. When we get back from the break, I got one or two more spot questions for you. I want to know, of all of your players, who's heading to professional soccer? Which one of y'all getting ready to go play MLS, go play in Europe, maybe go play in Turkey, maybe go play in China? I want to know. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, I'd like to call in to support the team, all the girls. I wish them the best. And this is a soccer dad, too. Good morning, Alexis, baby. Daddy, love you.
Good morning, Daddy. Do you mind? She right here cutting up. She enjoying
up watching
it.
You.
Okay. Hi, Daddy.
Yeah, I know you can do well. I know you and the girls are going to represent the Bahamas well. Y'all work hard, y'all train hard, and I know y'all going out there to do y'all best and make us proud.
Absolutely. So you know, when y'all buy y'all ticket, we had parents vouching for the effort that these young people and these athletes have put in, right? We've got to come out. It's 2 things. We got to support the women at the same level that we support the men. The way to improve, like you say, oh, well, the women aren't playing at the same level as the men. The way to enhance their performance is to enhance the spectator side. Spectators drive the game. They drive the energy, and the visible support from our team for our teams drive their play.
Thank you so much, Dad. I wear a size Andrus in the foot and a size Long Island in the sock. Okay? Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
All right.
It would be absolutely appreciated. Thank you so much. Producer, I'm going to read this notice. I want to remind you guys, since we talk in young people, we call in all junior and senior high students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, "What Does Going Digital Mean to You?" For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@playdohalpha.com. That's alpha@playdohalpha.com. by Friday, September 22nd. That's Friday this week. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. That's next week, Friday. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Play-Doh Alpha Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Producer, play that song. You was playing for Mr. Strawn's football team. I just want to say, ladies, I have a little challenge. I think our four-man football team is better than Mr. Strawn and his one man. I see y'all only send one soccer player for Mr. Strawn team. Our team could beat their team. I believe that. Anyway, producer, I ain't gonna calm down. I ain't gonna calm down until after tomorrow night's game. I could be on. Thank you for playing that song, though. I need it. But we excited. You guys stay tuned. We go into a break. We get back from the break. We're going back through the schedule of games coming up for the rest of the year. I want to hear a bit more about these players. And then I want to hear a bit more about what to expect in the stands tomorrow night. Thomas A. Robinson Stadium, 7 p.m. Bahamas National Women's Football Soccer Team on the road to go. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Created Events and Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located on Gladstone Road at 3 p.m. Phenomenal speakers include DeQuessa Dean, Simone Bowe, Sherilee Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
Finally, I find way to talk to the girl, but she ain't know I follow. When you open the phone for one, when you know I call for one, then I start to feel a bum bum one. She did give me small, small one. I know since she's
a good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, he's giving them all kinds of little secrets and things. Off air, I can say it on air because I don't want Team Grenada, the Spice Girls, to say that we have an unfair advantage. So when y'all train, remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? The big, tall basketball player, the hook, right? Mm-hmm. He was so tall, he had difficulty with his sort of coordination. They made him practice ballet. Mm. Right? A lot of footballers, American footballers, they practice ballet for the footwork, agility, speed work, right? Do y'all train to music? Do y'all have any special training techniques? Like, do y'all train to junkanoo or rake and scrape to get your footwork, your ankles tight? Y'all have a quadrille drill that y'all have to do to make sure your skills, abilities are up to par?
We don't have a particular.
Look how y'all have a new assistant coach. I got a new music skills training for you. But let's get to, I got a couple of texts here I'm going to read. Skills on the field. I was saying in the break that I think that if WNBA players start dunking, that'll drive attention to the game from the spectator perspective. Tricks on the field. Are y'all nutmegging these boys them out there?
Come, you got to come out to see.
Y'all got some bicycle? Anybody bicycle kicking?
You got to come out to see.
Yeah. Oh, I see somebody say, come, let me show you something.
You got to come out to see.
Yeah? Our girls performing at that, my friend. You nutmegging your daddy in practice?
My daddy ain't fast enough for me.
She didn't mean it the way you think she... You know how she meant it, daddy. Don't mind that. You know how she meant it. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. They got some texts here. All the best, Team Bahamas, Coach Kevin.
Thank you, Coach Kevin.
Somebody say, I'm watching the show on the internet. How come no Pepperidge Farm cookies on the table? Because we did eat all the Chickchani claws before they came, before they got here. Because you can't have evidence and don't share. So I did the polite thing and I ate them all before the guests came to the studio. You all know that's a polite thing to do.
So do you guys have any role models in the women's soccer?
Yeah, who are you all? International, local, who are your favorite players?
Samina Moss is my favorite player. I am Samina Moss.
I love it, I love it.
Okay.
All right. Reggae girls, y'all following the reggae girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for them?
Give us 3 more years.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. We're 4 months in our progress. We're only 4 months into our progress.
Okay, so this is a new team.
A new team.
Playing professionally, playing tournaments for the first time, essentially.
Yeah, so it's a new team playing at the senior level. Most of them would have played junior level. You 17, you 15, you 20. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's our first time playing senior level.
All right.
So what advice would you give young girls who are interested in getting to soccer, who want to play soccer?
Come out, have fun,
mm-hmm.
be disciplined, have fun.
How important is diet?
Diet is really important. It affects your growth, your muscles, your recovery. So it's really important with your recovery.
So macaroni pie.
Pause.
Say, what's up? Did you just say macaroni pie? Dear Ronell King from Barbados, whose birthday, Ronell King is a regional advocate, and she has thrown out a petition to CARICOM to have the name of the thing that we know and grew up with called Big Macaroni and Cheese officially renamed throughout the Caribbean region as macaroni pie. And I want to say this,
Mr. Ahead of the curve, you see that?
You are on the curve to go get deported to Barbados. Is what you are on, sir. Okay? First of all, when we are in Barbados, we will call it macaroni pie because that is the polite and respectful thing to do. But when we are in the real world, we call it big macaroni and cheese. Mr. Palm, I almost fire you in the middle of my show. You almost tell me it's called Johnny Bread. Okay.
Johnny who?
Listen. Anyway, as y'all could see, there's culture infused in all of these things. When y'all play against Barbados, the only thing y'all need to say to them constantly is, you want a piece of big macaroni and cheese, eh? You tired of macaroni pie, eh? That's it. That's all you have to do.
Rice and peas.
Did you just say rice and peas? Anyway, Mr. Palmer's a good, good Bahamian. Don't mind him teasing us in the studio this morning. I got another text here for you ladies. The amount of hard work, dedication, and training these teams put in is amazing. Shout out to the coaches as well. I want you to list off all of the coaches before we go. Everyone come out and support our young athletes. It's very exciting when you are in those stands. My sons, now in their 30s, played for our national soccer teams from age 11 right up to the men's senior team. They were so fortunate to travel to so many countries and were able to secure scholarships through the BFA when it was college time. They learned camaraderie, brotherhood, and team building. Go women. And I can say he wants you all to have the same experience his sons had coming up through the league. Okay, so Name the coaches. We can't forget them.
So assistant coach, Kodisha Brown. Goalkeeper coach, Julio Jemison. We would have seen him last play in the men's game against Nicaragua. He had a really good game.
Okay.
Team manager, Charmaine. Equipment manager, Felicio.
Okay. Awesome stuff. I was just thinking.
Oh, and our technical director, Bruce, he's from Grenada.
Caricom, that ain't me cheating. So we just have an inside.
Supporting you. How you know he's not gonna?
Is he happy?
He's supporting us. Yes, okay. Like you said, he's half beam in here. He's been talking tactics. He's been putting in the works.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He has pledged his allegiance.
Yeah. Well, I saw that there's a big team I see in the today in the Nassau Guardian.
Does it list the team players, Mr.?
Well, they have the head coach who's with us today. The Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture Sports Officer, Adam Miller, Bahamas Football Association President, Anya James, team member, Melinda McClure, and then your technical director, Bruce. He's standing right there, Bruce Swan, yeah.
This is awesome. Okay, we have our friend Simba, our sports reporter. He is from Guyana, and he Bahamian now, and he have this tension, this struggle, right? So we have to allow him to love both at the same time. So for my Caribbean people in the Bahamas, we allow you to love both teams at the same time. You could come out and support. In fact, support Team Bahamas and the other team. That's your role as a Caribbean migrant in the country, right? We appreciate it because we know that in your sharing, that you're supporting the whole game. You're supporting all the players. You're cheering for a successful match, right? And so we encourage everybody to come out tomorrow night, September 20th, 7 p.m., Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Come watch the Junkanoo Girls rake and scrape it up on the field against Grenada. They ain't gonna know what happened. The Spice Girls ain't gonna know what happened to them after y'all finish with them. I think it's going to be a great game. Now, as we go out, I got another text. I got to get these texts in for you guys because the people are wishing you success. Mr. Palmer, somebody say immigration is watching, talking about macaroni pie. Wishing the team success in their games. This is a result of lots of hard work for players and parents. Go team Bahamas. Any special people you want to thank? Now's the time to call their names to say thank you. Anybody y'all want to be at this match? Let's call their names now. Honorable Glenys Hannah-Martin, Minister of Education, come out to the match so you could see why we need to ensure that we can accommodate athletes with appropriate academic programs that align with their sports training, right? Minister of National Security, come out and watch the game so you could understand why we need to figure out how to secure these playing fields and pitches and athletic facilities when players are there and when players aren't there. Prime Minister, Minister of Investment, Tourism and Aviation, Minister of Sports and Culture, y'all come out to the games. You're going to love it and you're going to see what it is, what the work is in front of you when you come out to the games. Come support these young people. Come wave your flag in the air. Come rake and scrape and junkanoo tomorrow night, 7 p.m., National Stadium. Any names? Call out. You can start playing the music, former producer.
Mommy, Grammy, Annie, cousin. That include everyone. We want everyone to come out. Everyone to come out.
That's right. So
everyone.
Y'all connect, Jitney Man. Go into the community tomorrow. Find out who want to go to the game. Run couple late night service, man, so that people who couldn't ordinarily get to the game could get out to the game to watch the people play. We know that we got a large migrant community here, and soccer is their thing. If they want to come out to the game, let's help them come out to the game. Team Bahamas, Women's National Soccer, Road to Women's Gold World Cup. Ladies, thank you very much for joining me today. I hope my audition was sufficient to now be a member of the team.
Chikatree.
Thank you. I think you're honorary member.
Yeah.
I's a cheerleader, I's the ice getter, I's the water thrower, I's everything. Thank you, ladies. Producer, we're out of here. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. And thank you to Rakia Bain, head coach, Delexis Hyler, player, and Zamina Moss, number one player. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
She dey give me small, small one. I know, say she start to pass it down one. Cause she feeling insecure. Cause her friends go, they come alive.